exclusive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goldblum.
If you suffered because of the tornado this weekend, I want to hear from you. I want to know about the damage that you experienced. My number is 888-688-WALT. And now, meteorologist Dr. Dave Eisen.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
It's the original Ozempic. Cocaine. People at Walmart. Later. Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I explain what it's like to make an arrest in the late 80s and then go through the system with a prisoner at Bronx Central Booking. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. Man, big news from a small town. We got politics. We got controversy.
We got people arguing over how signs are painted. These are really important concerns.
A full update tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm sure you know what it's like to be so mad at your spouse that you shoot them and then you get in your car and you wait around the corner so when the ambulance comes to pick them up, you can run the ambulance off the road to make sure that she dies. Yeah, me neither. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
I'm smutty book author Thea Landon, and I have a late night story for you on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
Sterling on Sunday. Lesbians in space. Who wears boots?
Was who were the greenest presidents in U.S. history? The Bushes. Get it, because Bushes are green.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
I'm Thurston Busted James, and this is Public Radio's usual edition, made possible with a generous grant from Ole Yeller. Not the dog show. So much about public radio's so-called bias, the truth shall be revealed. I was doing a recent editorial meeting with the executive producer of the usual edition as we go over story fact. Mr. Randolph, let me go over some statements by the president. Let me know if we have to fact-check before air.
Let's ideate the information and run it up the flagpole at the end of the day.
The president says he gave fan mail photos of hot women to the Secret Service when he was a young, firm senator.
Obviously true.
The president was arrested because he was hanging out with black people on a front porch.
Makes sense.
Played all-state football while 4F from the Army draft.
No need to check that. He's a patriot.
And he was raised with Puerto Ricans in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Scranton, why, that's the home of Wormland Radio.
Okay, we're set to go. We've got everybody in the studio here for the pineapple thing.
All right, time for air. I'm Thurston Busted James, and this is the usual edition made possible by the album of hits by the Pan Flute.
Attention, media buyers. Attention, heads of advertising. Attention, pay attention, you, the retailer, who buys advertising. The President of the United States has been lambasted, a word no one uses except on SATs, and thank God they're being phased out, sort of, almost. The President of the United States was beaten up by the Washington Post. Oh, my gosh, we're so serious. And the New York Times. Oh, my gosh, we're so serious. We believe in ourselves so much. For the fact that he did not give them any interviews. First President of the United States. Oh, my gosh, how can he exist? How can he breathe without talking to the dead medium of newspapers? Circulation, revenue down 50% in 5 years. Gee, why bother? Oh, but he didn't talk to the Super Bowl audience either. He didn't talk to them. Yeah, that's good. That's exactly who I'd want to talk to. I'd want to talk to a bunch of people who are drunk and losing money on a bet. The most time the President of the United States has spent with any medium, forget about what you feel about him, forget about what he said, forget all that. Just look at this one simple fact. The President of the United States gave his longest interview of his office, of his tenure, to a radio star. Radio. He gave his longest attention, his longest amount of time, looked amazingly relaxed to Howard Stern, a radio star, and he did it on the radio. He didn't go to Spokio or Spotify or those cutting-edge streaming services where, you know, that's where things happen. Yeah, that's where nothing happens except the horror known as music discovery, where people play songs because, gosh darn it, we have to expose every stiff there is. Let's make sure we get to every stiff there is, every stiff of every album, and we'll call it curating. We'll call it curating. Please note, the President of the United States, when he felt the need to sit down and explain things and be properly interviewed by Howard Stern, it was on the radio, a proven medium for 105 years. Attention, media buyer. Forget about that crap called streaming, because to me, the brand name of streaming is Buffering Now. That's the brand name. When I go to stream something, it says Buffering Now. How can all of those streams be owned by Buffering Now? But when I get in the car, the kitchen, the shower, the bedroom, the office, and I turn one switch that says on, oh my gosh, out comes Sterling on Sunday. All right, it's 15 past the hour. Good evening. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is a live radio show, and I'd like to talk with you. If you or a family member suffered property, personal damages because of these tornadoes, this is radio. We do tornadoes really well. We're very good at tornadoes, but I don't care about official spokespeople or some guy whose job title is Mayor of Sulphur. Could you imagine being the mayor of a town called Sulphur? Oh, it's so sad. Or Blue Balls. Blue Balls and Sulphur would have to be pretty way up there as the worst name for towns. The people of Truth or Consequences had the good sense at some point about 10 years ago to change that name back to a normal name. But I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear about the devastation. I'd like to hear about your personal experience with the tornadoes. Share it with your friends, your neighbors, and America on 201-95-15-5. The 10, as you and I are driving across the country, north and south, east and west, this is live radio. This is the most powerful medium ever created. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by TikTok.
Now I will get dressed. Goodbye.
888-688-WALT.
Do you realize that because of you, this city...
I'll tell you.
Do you realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons?
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
Let's talk. Have the tornadoes affected you? I'd like to know. I'd like to know what it sounds like when they're coming. I'd like to know what it feels like when they arrive. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. If you were driving on I-70, 50, 60, I-90, this impacted you. I'd like to know what that impact was like on I-30 and I-40, the epicenter of tornado land. I can get all the Weather Channel official people. Hundreds of people are saying, well, hundreds of official types who stand in front of the storm on camera and get blown around. Oh, they're very anxious to talk with me, but I want to hear from you. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. And, of course, the other big issue is this. Why do you hate Anne Hathaway? Everybody seems to hate Anne Hathaway, the actress. I know that you personally hate Anne Hathaway. I'm trying to figure out, why is this? Why do people hate her? And because I don't. Now, part of the reason I don't is the simple fact that, like all men, at some point in my life, either by wife or daughter, I was forced to go and watch The Princess Diaries. I had no interest in seeing The Princess Diaries, but there she is in The Princess Diaries. It was a miserable movie for a guy. It was like the opposite of a guy film. It was terrible. I didn't want to see The Princess Diaries. You didn't want to see The Princess Diaries. Maybe you did it to be a good father. I hope you didn't go that far to be a good husband. That would be out of the question. But then it turns out that the reason many people hate Anne Hathaway, well, actually there were a long list of good reasons. There are a long list of good reasons to hate Anne Hathaway. First of all, remember about 10 years ago, she was dating this creepy guy. And so it started with, here's a pretty woman who's dating a creepy guy. We all knew that she was creepy. He was creepy. We didn't want her to have anything to do with him. But yet she stayed with him until he was indicted or something. She stayed with him as long as she possibly could. And this is always the puzzle to me. The puzzle to me is beautiful women have a remarkable number of choices for partners. Beautiful women can have any guy they want. The only ones who don't understand that are the ones with major self-esteem issues. But the fact is that Anne Hathaway could have any guy, and instead she was with this creepy, conny kind of guy, you know, sort of a carny guy. I felt really bad for her. And so that went on. And then, and this is what we've all blocked out. Remember, I'm looking for something here. It's always risky. Remember a few years ago, I think it was 2020, 2018, she and James Franco hosted the Academy Awards. Now, that was painful because James Franco seemed to be asleep through most of it. And because she seemed to be asleep, he seemed to be asleep. He wasn't helping her at all. He wasn't helpful to her at all. That was pretty ugly, right? I mean, that wasn't good. We didn't like her hosting the Academy Awards. We didn't like her with these creepy guys. There were all of these things we just were very uncomfortable about. You have a track, because I can't play them because my computer has decided I'm too old, my processor's too old, I just can't play these tracks. You have a track, Sean, called Hathaway. Would you play that track called Hathaway, and then I can proceed with this brilliant, brilliant monologue about why we all hate Anne Hathaway. You got that, Sean? Okay. You can tell me you don't have it. You don't have it? Were you listening to me? You were okay. Put the caller up. I'm looking for a track labeled Hathaway. Play the track called Hathaway, and then I can try to salvage this little speech that I'm doing here.
For those of you who don't know, the bad kind of theater kid is that annoying goody two-shoes who's constantly sucking up to the director and bossing the other kids around. Yes, Hathaway grew up a regular theater kid in New Jersey, spending her days performing at the Paper Mill Playhouse. Yes, she got her start on the stage. Yes, she's extremely rehearsed. Do these add up to the bad kind of theater kid? Is that what people hate? That she seems to lack authenticity? That she's not real enough? The 2011 Oscars.
Thanks to the 2011 Oscars, you know, the one she hosted with a very tired-looking James Franco, Hathaway went from badass indie film star to inauthentic theater kid in one fell swoop. Her extreme peppiness as a co-MC is honestly a reason all on its own as to why people seem to have started hating her. These 3 or 4 hours were a pivotal moment for Hathahaters. Hathaway had spent the 3 previous years a sympathetic celeb who survived a breakup with a notorious Italian con man and came out beloved by all. Maybe the public had given her too long a leash? For some reason, the hosting gig was the tipping point. She sang, she danced, she hammed it up, and she was criticized for trying too hard. She woke up like that. According to Terry Pettijohn, a psychology professor at Ohio State University, some people don't like Anne Hathaway because her slender face is a reminder of more challenging times.
How would it be more challenging if she's skinny? Don't quite understand that. But instinctively, we don't like Anne Hathaway. And now she's going to be in a movie about her character meeting a much younger rock star at where? Coachella. At Coachella. And right there. I don't like it. That guy in the current Netflix film on King James, and that King James was gay, and this guy had to be sacrificed to King James in order to make the kingdoms unite. Well, that guy is in the Anne Hathaway movie. That's coming out. No interest in seeing it. Why? Because it's Anne Hathaway. There's something about her that we find very annoying as a culture. Imagine being an actress, trying to make a living as an actress, but the whole culture just really, I don't want to like you. I don't want to like anything about Anne Hathaway. 888-688-WALT. But I do want to talk to you about the tornadoes and if they impacted you. I want to know about the impact of the tornadoes on you and your property and your loved ones and how it felt.
Do you realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons?
Well, isn't that the fault of the...
Now, I'm not very smart, so you confuse me. Do we have callers or not? Hello? Hello? Sean? Do you have a caller or not? Okay. No, we're not going to put them on till 10 minutes. Do you have a caller before them? All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Now, last week, we had on Stephen the Baker from JB Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey, and we had Selena, who may or may not be his girlfriend. Very hard to tell. They're both very vague about this, and they always take an extraordinarily long time between me asking a question and them answering it. For now, I'm going to blame that on technology, but I'm praying that they've turned off all their radios and just listen on their phone, because on hold, you can hear me. It makes it much simpler. However, Steve is this wicked baker, working all night, baking, successful bakery, and young. And she's young. And I thought, well, why don't we do something constructive with Steve the Baker? And maybe Steve the Baker will actually have baking tips. I know this will sound ridiculous, I find nothing more therapeutic than baking, because it has a beginning, middle, and an end, and nobody's mad. Isn't it great to do something where you know the beginning, middle, and end, and when you're all done, nobody's mad? That's pretty good. Plus, coming up, we have Thea Landon, who will read to you a smutty passage from her smutty novel. And we have Aviva in Vegas. Aviva in Vegas to share with us the story about her foot fetish customers. And you at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. We're driving across the country tonight. This is a live radio show. It's the best thing possible. This is the most therapeutic radio there is. It's called Sterling on Sunday.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers.
888-688-WALT. I want to hear from you if your life was ruined by the tornadoes that just went through our country. 888-688-9258. In just seconds, tips from the hot baker, JB Bakery. This is Sterling on Sunday with Dr. Dave.
Sterling on Sunday. Coming up.
It's the original Ozempic. Cocaine. People at Walmart. Later. Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I explain what it's like to make an arrest in the late 80s and then go through the system with a prisoner at Bronx Central Booking. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. Man, big news from a small town. We got politics. We got controversy.
We got people arguing over how signs are painted. These are really important concerns.
A full update tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm sure you know what it's like to be so mad at your spouse that you shoot them and then you get in your car and you wait around the corner so when the ambulance comes to pick them up, you can run the ambulance off the road to make sure that she dies. Yeah, me neither. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
I'm smutty book author Thea Landon, and I have a late night story for you on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
I'd like to hear from you about the devastation that the tornadoes have caused in your life rather than the Weather Channel, because the Weather Channel is always so ridiculous, or any of those news services that cover the weather exclusively. What do? Every time they take a very junior reporter, they put him or her in harm's way, rather than showing us what we want to see, which is the tornado spinning, the Sunoco sign being torn up, flown into the air, cows picked up, thrown into the air, cars picked up. That's what we want to see. Instead, what do? We see some poor junior reporter standing out in the rain, flooded, life-threatened, things flying by, holding on to a telephone pole and doing their report. It's just stupid and dangerous. And then they say, be sure to stay inside. Be sure to get into the safety of the tornado basement or whatever. And I'm like, why are you standing outside? But I'd like to hear your experience. What has happened to you, your property, your family? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Oh, my gosh, it's Steve the Baker and Selena Ballerina, just to make it as hard as possible to say your name, Selena. Selena, are you done with your finals yet?
I'm not done with my finals yet, Walter. Actually, I'm supposed to be studying for a macroeconomics exam tomorrow morning, but instead I'm on the radio with you, which is much more fun, I think.
What time is the macro mathematics exam?
It's at 10:15 in the morning tomorrow, Eastern
time. Oh, you got plenty of time. You're fine. I saw these spectacular photos on Facebook from JB Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey, of your Passover pastries. How well did they sell, Steve?
Hey, Walter, good evening. The Passover pastries look very well. The coconut macarons, they were quite a hit. And we're still going to be making them probably through the springtime, because coconut's kind of like a springtime treat that people enjoy. Definitely like coconut, anything lemon as well, for the spring. So we're going to continue to make them, and they went very well. We actually had a sellout weekend this weekend. So today was a busy day, and a lot of things sold. I guess the weather's got people coming out.
Good weather in Burlington, New Jersey. Now, it's important for me to emphasize that JB Bakery does not pay for this time. This is not a commercial. It's not product placement. It's not like the morning show you watch on TV, those sad morning shows on TV, where every episode, every interview, every time they go on a remote broadcast to a fantastic local retailer, those retailers are paying for that time. You may not know that, and I don't understand how they get away with not crediting at the end in the credit roll to say promotional consideration buy. But those are all paid for. This is not paid for. And I thought, Steve is a baker, and it's an interesting profession for a young man to get into. It's not one you and I usually think of. That's usually for old Uncle Fred, who's been in the bakery business for many years, ever since he got out of Korea, and now he's 78. This is an interesting choice for you, Stephen. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. Stephen, do you have any baking tips that I can actually use in my home to make baking easier, more fun?
Walter, I'd say the best thing to do at-home bakers, anyone looking to just try anything, is just to get there and get your hands dirty. I mean, get some flour out, get some sugar, get the eggs and butter. Just put things together. Try to find a good recipe. There's plenty of things online. Pinterest is a really good source. Even the back of most most ingredients, most products have really good, reputable recipes to follow. And they're usually quite simple. It's really not too difficult to make mistakes, but you have to follow things in order. Everything has to be followed in order. And when they ask for butter or chocolate, it's always good to get like a good high quality, anything high quality, even if it costs another dollar more, get the best kind, get the best flavor out of those ingredients, because it really makes a difference to the end product. So that's what I would start there. Definitely a chocolate chip cookie recipe would be the best thing. It's very easy to find in the supermarket. There's options to choose from when it comes to chocolate chip. And most people have these ingredients already in their cabinet.
That sounds like a Betty Crocker public service announcement, Steve. You can do better than that. Here's what you're going to don't ever do that on my show again. Prepare. You have to prepare. Here's what I want you to do as penance for this. I want you to give me your favorite chocolate chip cookie recipe. I'd like you to email me your favorite chocolate chip cookie recipe, and then I will share that with the Midnight Misfits who are regular, loyal listeners. I will share your chocolate chip cookie recipe. Would you do that?
I like that idea. So Steve the Baker's chocolate chip cookie recipe with all the best ingredients to use. I like that idea. I'll definitely email you one.
Okay, email me that soon. Next week, I want you to come prepared to share with us a secret or a tip or something I can't get off the Betty Crocker box. Selena, will you make sure that happens?
I can do that.
That is your job, Selena. That is your task. And I thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. What is the address of your bakery, Steve?
The address is on Facebook. It's at JD Bakery Burlington. That's at JD Bakery Burlington.
B as in boy.
B as in boy.
Right.
All right. Where everything is always just baked.
Where is it, the actual physical address?
712 High Street in Burlington, 08016, New Jersey, right off exit 5 on the New Jersey Turnpike, if anybody's driving.
Exit 5 on the Jersey Turnpike, right below Six Flags, right?
Right below Six Flags, that's right. You can make a pit stop, get some donuts, and go to Six Flags.
On Facebook, the photos that they post, it inflames my diabetes. It makes me want to ignore all reasons not to eat the incredible treats that they show. JB Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey, thank you for being on Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. If you send me an email, I will send you their chocolate chip cookie recipe. The second I get it, I will send it to you. So send me an email, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Yeah, you with the truck, driving the truck across 80. Be a stand-up guy, be a stand-up woman, and bake some chocolate chip cookies for your kids. This is something that even I can do. I'll send you Stephen's recipe. Send me the email, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I have a spectacular website made by Lee Harris, Walter Sterling Show. If you click Midnight Misfits, which is what you are, you will get your secret decoder card. And that decoder card will take you into the world of Midnight Misfits. You will finally be able to have the secret information that used to only be available from numbers stations. Some of the smart people who have done this. Ready? Joe Roman, Frankie Red, Jim Kelly, Eric Ferguson, Judith J.G., Annie Knupp, Rebecca Canner, Catherine Arthur. I hope that trip went all right for you, Catherine. I hope that went well. Charlie Green and his good-looking kid. It's a spectacular family of misfits. This is where we belong. Well, this is the only place that'll take you. 888-688-WALT. I'd like to hear about your experiences with the tornado. Talk to me about being in the path of a tornado. Oh, my gosh. 888-688-WALT. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Larry David.
None of your business. How about that?
It's the people of Walmart on Sterling on Sunday.
Three cartel cuties. Not dealing in Ozempic, they were dealing in the original weight loss drug, cocaine. And they were picked up at a local Walmart. Yes, this happened along the Mexicano border in Laredo, Texas. Laredo, a border town known for its large amount of drugs that come into the U.S. of A. People talk about several of the other border towns. No one does it quite like Laredo. In fact, not that long ago, Laredo was considered the heroin capital of the world. More heroin was coming in through Laredo than any other port in the entire world. Somebody proud of: Rebecca Guzman Rios, Ana Marie Escobar, and Francisco Herrera Moresco were arrested on charges of possessing to intend to distribute large amounts of cocaine. And, yeah, they went and did what a lot of people do when they are dealing drugs. They meet in the parking lot of the Walmart. You know, people are moving around the Walmart parking lot all the time. It's not like it's easy to figure out who's dealing in drugs or who's just going in to, you know, to pick up a Diet Coke. Authorities observed Escobar picking up Guzman Rios in a white Cadillac Sport utility vehicle at the Gateway to the Americas International Bridge. Gateway to the Americas! Yeah, there you go. Ozempic, by the way, lots of illegal Ozempic in this world. So a couple of notes to put in your pocket. Don't buy illegal Ozempic to lose weight. Eat a salad. Cocaine is even worse than Ozempic, I hear. Legend has it. Three cartel cuties off the street. Thanks to Walmart. For the people of Walmart, this is Vila Hool, Sterling at Night.
For some time, I have been bugged by you and said, how come this station doesn't take your show five nights a week? And I'm 78 years old. That is the strangest thing. When you call, if you're over 60, I'm sure you're going to say, I'm 68 years old. I'm 78 years old. If you're 20, you don't say I'm 20. You don't say I'm 35. It only happens when you hit the trigger point of 60. The minute you're 60, for some reason you feel the need to tell the radio show how old you are. I don't care how old you are. It's completely unimportant to me. I'm not a media time buyer. I'm not a media buyer. But I have considered for some time doing this five nights a week. And you may be thinking, well, gee, why doesn't this happen? Why don't you do it five nights a week? I'll tell you why. It's because a couple of years ago, I was traumatized by a question. I'm on a conference call, which is always bad. Anytime somebody says to you, well, I'm on a conference call, first of all, they're lying. There are very few conference calls. It rarely happens. What they mean is I'm on a conferring call. It means I'm on with one person, and they're conferring with me. And then they become grandiose and say, well, you know, I'm on a conference call, you know. And now we have the Zoom calls. I like Zoom calls much better than conference calls. I like to see what's behind you. I like to see your cat. I absolutely do not think it's necessary for most thought workers to go to an office. That makes no sense. The only reason why evil companies like Goldman Sachs are saying to their workers, you have to come in. It's time for you to come in. At least come in 3 days a week. Why are they saying that? That's because they signed 15-year leases for their very overpriced office space on North Michigan Avenue, or the Embarcadero in San Francisco, right near Mrs. Fields Cookies. those that the reason is that they want you to come back to the building where they have to pay rent and they can't get out of their lease because they didn't put in a clause about viruses. I'm on a conference call a couple years ago, and the discussion is, what if we put you on all of our stations 5 nights a week? And I said, well, if you put me on all your stations 5 nights a week, I can guarantee you a certain amount of revenue. Wouldn't that be great? One of the clowns on the call said, well, you know, we're airing Art Bell. I'm like, what? We're airing Art Bell shows at that time, Walter. What do you mean you're airing Art Bell? He's been dead for 22 years. Our listeners love him. Well, do you edit the shows? Silence, silence. So I've heard those unedited Art Bell shows where Art talks about what he saw on CNN this morning 22 years ago, and they think this is broadcasting. It's not broadcasting. That's cowardice. You want to listen to Art Bell repeats? That's a good podcast. That's exactly what the delayed stop and start medium known as podcasting is perfect for, listening to old Art Bell shows. And then another one of these clowns on the conference said,
why would you do different on your show if it was 5 nights a week?
Like, what? What would I do different? I have no idea what I'm doing now. Why would I do anything different? I here's an answer for you. Better ratings, more coffee. That's what I'd do differently. What do you think? Should I do it 5 nights a week? Not with my wife. Should I do it 5 nights a week? Should I change anything? You're a midnight misfit. You and I are in this together. We're stuck. No one else is with us now. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. Would you like to hear this 5 nights a week? Would you make any changes? I don't know. 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goblin.
Coming up in just seconds, Thea Landon, smutty book author, will share a passage from her latest smutty book. Yes, that's true. Plus, Aviva in Vegas, a report on her foot fetish friends. Now, Dr. Dave, weather.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
Police detective nabbed in the Garachi case in Buffalo. Details later, strips on loose, Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I explain what it's like to make an arrest in the late 80s and then go through the system with a prisoner at Bronx Central Booking. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. Man, big news from a small town. We got politics. We got controversy.
We got people arguing over how signs are painted. These are really important concerns.
A full update tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm sure you know what it's like to be so mad at your spouse that you shoot them and then you get in your car and you wait around the corner so when the ambulance comes to pick them up, you can run the ambulance off the road to make sure that she dies. Yeah, me neither. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
I'm smutty book author Thea Landon, and I have a late night story for you on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
Sterling on Sunday. Lesbians in space. Who wears boots? Guards.
Okay, does anyone else have a routine with their partner that they do in the morning and you just do it, you've never talked about it? Like, you have your set roles in the morning, but you've never, like, planned those roles out. Okay, like, for example, we wake up and one of us always picks out our soccer clothes and lays it out for one another.
And then Maria goes to the bathroom and gets ready, and I usually make the coffee and feed all the cats.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien life with benefits.
I'm debating whether or not to do this 5 nights a week. This station has said, you really should be on five nights a week. And I'm like, it's a lot of work. I don't know. And then one genius on a conference call, one program director genius said, how would the show be different if you were on every night? And I'm like, I don't know how the show is now, much less how it would be different. I said, more coffee and better ratings. And everybody went like that. You know how corporate people laugh on a phone call? They all go, rrr. My brother, a very successful banker, much richer than I am, he had it down for the conference calls. You know what he did? My brother had a number two guy, one of those funny, smart number two guys. And my brother looks like authority, and he's very formal, and he's by the book, and everything's honest as could be. And that's what you want the leader to be. But the number two guy's got to make everything work. His number two guy made everything work because he was a funny guy. My brother hates conference calls. He hates them. He got his number two to do a perfect imitation of him. And my brother's number two guy is on the conference calls. He uses a voice that sounds just like my brother. And he's smart about corporate operationics and how to make things work. My brother's terrible at it, like I am terrible at it. We're big idea people. You know, we say, why don't you put the plant over there? Oh, brilliant. Yeah, put the plant over there. Now, we can't move the plant. We wouldn't actually be the ones to move the plant. But we would say, put the plant over there. It would be brilliant. Steve in California at 888-688-WALT. What? That doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. 888-688-WALT. Dave, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Dave.
Mr. Sterling.
Mr. Dave.
I love your show. You know, it's so seamless. The commercials they're just seamless. But when you think of the 5-day-a-week program, I'm trying to still figure out how to appreciate and absorb your program on Sunday nights, because the big station in Sacramento only has you on from 7 to 9, and from 9 to 10, they play a rerun of their local weekday station. So I don't even know how to get the most of your show on a Sunday night.
On KFBK, play an hour of Pat Walsh after me?
Yes, they play like an hour of one of the stand-in people, like from maybe the night before.
Well, who would that be? And, like, I want names.
Oh, it wouldn't be Pat. It would be one of his regular stand-in people. Or it also could be Coast to Coast comes on an hour earlier. But it's very disorienting that you're really enjoying the show from 7 to 9, and then from 9 to 10, they replace it with something else. So, you know, five nights a week might be good for you, but they wouldn't play it five nights a week because they have you in the Sunday slot, but they don't give you your full 3 hours.
Dave, they might. They might do it five nights a week. Now, here's your homework assignment. This is very important that you do this, Dave. I want to know exactly who is on after me for that whole hour of recorded programming.
Realize that because of you, this is...
The whole hour of recorded programming. I want to know who it is. Will you do that for me, Dave?
I'll do that. And how will I report back to you?
You'll send me an email, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Thank you for your call, Dave. Thanks very much for listening on the great legendary KFBK. Is Bill White back from China yet? Isn't that where he went? I think that's where he went. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Were you a victim of the tornadoes that happened this week? I'd really enjoy talking to you if you were a victim of the tornadoes. I don't want to hear from the official spokesperson, and I never want to hear from the mayor of Sulphur, Oklahoma, ever again. Imagine being the mayor of Sulphur, Oklahoma. How many people could possibly be voting for you? 15 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Judge Judy.
The three of you tried to be roommates. It didn't work out, and now you're bothering
us. You're right, Your Honor.
You're right. I know I'm right. So let's deal with this quickly and expeditiously, because it's sushi day today.
Best welly dancers, crocodile swans, giggle giggling lilies, Florida stories, piggly wiggles, Florida stories, piggly wiggly stories, piggly wiggly Florida stories. Crocodiles, crocodiles, piggly wiggly Florida stories.
For Startling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we go to Clearwater, where they act like this is a bad thing. This seems like the kind of boat ride I would go on. In Clearwater, Florida, there's the captain of the Clearwater Fun Boat. It is a fun boat. Maybe a little too much fun, though.
Right now, we are learning a little bit more about this boat captain's arrest after police say he was drunk when he took people out on a tour. Witnesses told officers he was so drunk he even fell off the boat.
Now, that's impressive, because this isn't some landlubber newbie, some skinless newbie who's never been on a boat before. You know, he's got sea legs, and he's on a dinky little boat. It's not a big boat. It's one of these that goes out. It's like maybe a 30-foot boat, and they're supposed to go look at where dolphins are swimming around. This guy is so trash that he falls off a boat, and when you have these like little sightseeing boats, they have a little fence around them. They even have a net under it so idiots don't fall off. This is how drunk the man was, 53 years old, at 2 in the afternoon on a Friday. That deserves another round of applause. I'm almost jealous.
Wait. Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, this one is less fun, but this goes under, I have this whole category of stories called Just Break Up. You don't have to go through all this. Just break up. This is a tragedy, though. This happened in St. Petersburg.
In St. Pete, a wild chain of events involving a shooting, an ambulance chase, and a crash. So here's what we know right now. The woman who was shot is in critical condition.
And this all started late last night at a home on 29th Avenue North in St. Petersburg. Then as the woman was being rushed to a hospital, police say the suspect chased after the ambulance carrying her and tried running it off the road before crashing his car.
Now, my wife has barely made me mad in the however many years we've been together. I better say it correctly. What, 17 years that we've been together, married for 14 of it. I mean, she's made me kind of mad here and there. But never so mad that I would shoot her. And then never so mad that after I shot her and her family, at probably at her brother's house, the family calls the ambulance to come pick her up. He's waiting around the corner in his SUV, so when the ambulance comes to pick her up, he can follow him and try and run the ambulance off the road. How mad do you have to be at some shooting them's not enough? By the way, the wife didn't survive. So just a horrible story all around. Just remember, in these stories, these people, they used to be in love. They used to be like all huggy and kissy. Oh, I can't wait to see you. And they're calling each other at night and they're doing that. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. Come on. I got work tomorrow. You hang up. No, you hang up. All the way to I'm going to shoot her. I'm going to wait around the corner in my car. And when the ambulance comes, I'm going to try and run it off the road so they don't save her butt. Wow. That is a level of anger that I have never even have been close to experiencing.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Part two of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Now we go to Missouri. And Norman, you're on the air, Norman. Hello.
Hi there. Hi. I want to infect your audience and yourself with what happiness is. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Happiness is not seeing your kids on the Jerry Springer show.
Thank you for your call, Norman. Thank you for making a reference to a show that's been off the air for 3 years and a host who's been dead for two. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Coming up, you and I are going to talk to Aviva Las Vegas about her foot fetish customers. Plus, Thea Landon, smutty book author, will share with us a passage from her smutty book. You find another show like this, all the shows you're listening to on other stations, those were recorded on Thursday. The tracks were laid down on Thursday, and now all of those people are at Chili's and Company. That's where they are right now. But I want to talk to you. What do you think? Do you think I should do this five nights a week on this station? What do you think? 888-688-WALT. And what should I change? Because my plan would be to change nothing because I have no idea why this works. Here's an astonishing bar that I heard about. I must share this with you. You ready? It's called Pint and Pistol. I don't think there could be any more dangerous combination than a pint of beer and a pistol. Brevard County, where is that? Oh, in Florida, of course. The newest premier shooting facility, retail store, and eatery all in one, only in Florida. A shooting facility, retail store, and eatery, featuring a state-of-the-art gun range, retail store, restaurant, and beer garden. Pint and Pistol is an indoor, family-friendly, 3-in-1 facility located in Cocoa, Florida. Gun enthusiasts of all levels are welcome. Participate in firearm shooting courses or shop in our retail store. Let's think about that. First of all, I can't think of anything worse than sitting outside in Florida, 80 degrees, 80% humidity, I'm packing, and I'm drinking beer. That is a Florida tableau. And way over there in the distance on the horizon, the Piggly Wiggly. Did you ever live in Florida? Michael Ewing, Jay Clark in Sebring, Florida, thank you for airing our show. Have you ever lived in Florida? I lived in Florida for 1 year. I lived in Fort Lauderdale for 1 year. It's very different. First of all, yes, there's no state income tax. Secondly, yes, cops are good. You're very happy to see the cops in Florida because at any moment an alligator could come up onto your porch. Right there, crime is a whole different experience. The only place I was ever had a gun pointed at me was in a parking lot on Independent Drive in Orlando. That's the only time I ever had a gun pointed at me. But Florida is such a different world. The purpose of most of Florida is to do nothing. That's why it exists. It exists so that you can do nothing guilt-free because you're going to be surrounded by people doing nothing. You're going to be surrounded by people who can't wait for 4 p.m. Why is that? Early bird specials. Every diner in South Florida has a 4 p.m. early bird special. And what does that early bird special consist of? It's always the same. It is the boiled, blanched piece of fish, indeterminate. Don't know what kind of fish it is. They could call it sole, cod, but whatever they call it, you have no way of verifying it. Then with it is the parsley potato. A boiled potato, one, skinned, but with parsley on top. That's the special. You get fish with paprika and a boiled potato with nothing on it. And then tea, iced tea. They call it tea because there's no other kind in South Florida. You'd die if it was hot tea. Tea. Now, the best thing about South Florida is they actually know how to make iced tea. I can't tell you how many times I've been in northern cities and I'll be in a restaurant at lunchtime and I'll say, I'd like an iced tea. We don't have iced tea. What do you mean you don't have iced tea? We don't have iced tea. Do you have tea?
Yes.
Do you have ice?
Yes.
You have iced tea. Congratulations.
Well, it's not already made.
And that's an issue. That seems to be a very big deal, a very complicated recipe, iced tea. Granted, it's better if it's pre-made. It's better if it's had some time to steep. And it's even better if it's ready. Sun tea. Have you had sun tea? They put tea in a glass pitcher and make sure it's exposed to direct sunlight for an hour or two. It really is remarkable. That's what they're good at in Florida. I love living in Florida, but it's designed to do nothing. And because of the way I am, I can't blame it on anyone else. I'm happy to buy in. Doing nothing, no problem. Happy to buy in. And after a year of not buying in, I thought, you know, I don't have an annuity. My parents, they forgot to leave me an annuity. And therefore, I had to move back to New York City, where I'd work. Because in New York City, all you do is work. There's nothing else to do in New York City. North Michigan Avenue, Beverly Hills, that's what you do. You work. In Florida, you don't work. Not a good idea. But everything you've heard about Florida is true. Yes, in my backyard of my rental, there was a swimming pool, avocado tree, orange tree, grapefruit tree. It was spectacular. Built-in lawn sprinklers. I have no idea how those work. And then there was a little pond with frogs and salamanders and lizards. It was great. And I was happy to just sit back and look at the avocado tree, the frogs, the lizards. And then I remembered I'm not making any money. I had to remember to leave to make money. Now, coming up, we have Thea Landon, L-A-N-D-E-N, who writes smutty books. Why couldn't you call her a smutty book author? Because she calls herself a smutty book author. And she's going to read to us a very special paragraph from her new book, Thea Landon, in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goblin.
Last week, you decided not to. It's Sterling on Sunday, coming up in just seconds. Aviva in Vegas, plus Thea Landon will read a smutty book excerpt for us. And now, weather, Dr. Dave.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
Police detective nabbed in the Garachi case in Buffalo. Details later, strips on loose, Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I explain what it's like to make an arrest in the late 80s and then go through the system with a prisoner at Bronx Central Booking. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. Man, big news from a small town. We got politics. We got controversy.
We got people arguing over how signs are painted. These are really important concerns.
A full update tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm sure you know what it's like to be so mad at your spouse that you shoot them, and then you get in your car and you wait around the corner so when the ambulance comes to pick them up, you can run the ambulance off the road to make sure that she dies. Yeah, me neither. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
I'm smutty book author Thea Landon, and I have a late night story for you on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
As you and I drive north and south on 25, the epicenter of the tornado destruction, I look forward to talking with you about that. Has it affected your property, your family, your home? The tornadoes this weekend were unbelievable, and I want to hear from you about that. I don't want some official person. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Aviva in Vegas is at a very scary metal concert. What are you doing at a metal concert? Because you're over the age of 19. What are you doing there?
Hey, Walter, I'm doing some photography tonight. I'm doing some concert photography.
What's the name of the bands? Who are the bands?
The name of the band that I'm taking photos of, they're called Lamb of God.
How long is their set?
Well, the first two bands already played, and then the Lamb of God, they're going to start at 9 o'clock, and they'll probably play until about 10 o'clock or so, 10:30.
How long has this band existed? How many drugs do they use?
This is a very long-lasting hardcore metal band that's been around for quite a while, and what it is, Walter, is there's a big festival this weekend called Sick New World, and tonight is a sideshow of Sick New World, and it's at the House of Blues here at the Mandalay Bay here
in Las Vegas. Do you realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons?
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
This is at the House of Blues?
Yes, it's the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay.
How big is the room at the House of Blues? Because they vary in size. A metal band in a small room, that would be torture.
It's pretty pretty big. It's a pretty big venue. And, well, the festival yesterday was huge, and there was thousands of people there. And tonight at the House of Blues, it's a lot more intimate. I'm not sure how much capacity that people are here, but definitely a few hundred people are packed in here.
I don't even know what to ask about a metal band because I've never heard the songs because I only listen to hits. There are no hits.
Yeah.
Right?
No, not with this band, really. You're not really, this isn't a band that's in the top 40s. That's for sure.
Do these people have piercings in their mouth? Do they have piercings in their lower and upper lip? Is that this type of metal band?
Well, I will definitely look close at their mouths and their lips when they're on stage. But from what I recall, I didn't see many piercings before.
Now, I realize you're approaching them as a professional photographer, but as a fan of them, what is appealing about these people as men and women? When you look at them, if you saw them coming down the street, would you cross the street?
No, well, I would probably say hi to them. I'm very friendly, especially when I'm crossing the street. I try to talk to as many people as possible. But I love all kinds of music. And Walter, what I love about Las Vegas is that I've had so many opportunities to really expand my portfolio with my photography. Like tonight I'm shooting Lamb of God. In May, I'm going to be taking photos of Justin Timberlake. So that's why I really love Las Vegas, because there's so many different bands and entertainment and musicians and so many different opportunities to really work on my portfolio with my portraiture and my photography.
Did Justin Timberlake commission you? Did his management come to you? How did this come about?
Well, what I do is I put myself out there and I reach out to all the different PR people and marketing, and I let them know that I really want to take photos, and then their media people will contact me and let me know that I'm allowed to take photos, and that's how I work on my portfolio.
What do you do with your portfolio?
Well, for many years now, I've just been growing it and trying to get as much experience as possible with my concert photography. I also love other types of photography, like taking pictures of everyday people here on the Strip. And I also really love nature photography. But concert photography has always really been really close to my heart. I love capturing people when they are...
All right, that's very nice. That's nice arts and crafts. Now, listen, Aviva in Vegas... Name a band or an artist or a performer that was just fantastic to work with, who really helped you and you got along great.
Well, my number one top performer I love working with is Mike Patton. And he is my favorite musician, and I've had the opportunity to work with him a few times now. And he's my favorite musician to work with.
And a big pain in the butt, someone you hope to never work with again.
Gosh, that's hard to say. I've not really had to. Oh, here's one. Well, it's not the band's fault, but I did get approved to go take photos of The Cure in the Bay Area. I drove all the way there to get the photos, and right when I got to the gate, I was no longer approved. And so that particular venue and that establishment, I do never want to work with them again.
Who would not approve you, Aviva in Vegas? Who would not approve you?
I know. Well, it was whoever, his name was Chris Fernandez, and he said it was a mistake on his end. But you know what, Walter, really pissed me off because I drove all the way out there.
Yeah,
and I wasted a lot of gas.
Yeah, of course. And did you get a kill fee? Because I know that photographers always have these wacky rules. If the photos don't come out well, they still get paid half. The photographer owns the photos, not the person paying for the photos. It's very strange.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules, and I'm only allowed to take photos during the first three songs, and I'm not allowed to use my flash. So it's very quick. Three songs goes by very fast.
All right, now I have a homework assignment for you this week. First of all, next week you're going to come back on and talk about fetishes. And secondly, congratulations, no names, congratulations, a Midnight Misfit wrote an email, and we all decided this was the winner of Aviva in Vegas's socks. These are not clean socks. These are socks she has worn for a week that apparently have great appeal to people who have foot fetishes. And Aviva taught us that there's a world of foot fetishes, and they show up, maybe 100, 200 of them at a time, and women let them smell their feet, touch their feet, mm-hmm. and in certain situations, collect apparel that has been worn on the feet. And now I'm happy to report that one of our Midnight Misfits wrote the right letter. Aviva has sent him or her the socks and some other stuff. And I thank you for taking care of that, Aviva. Thank you very much. Next week, Aviva is going to come on and share with us yet another fetish. And I thank you for that. Enjoy your week, Aviva. Thank you for being Aviva in Vegas. How can I get in touch with you, Aviva?
Well, you guys can email me. My email address is kendall@ktalknow.com. That's kendall@ktalknow.com. And, of course, check out my website there. That's ktalknow.com.
Thank you. Have a great evening with metalheads and people doing heavy drugs. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Amy Robach.
I have chosen love in my life, and I'm very excited about that path. I'm living my truth. There has been a price to pay, but I'm excited about the future.
Sterling on Sunday. Smarty books, musty books, get cozy.
I'm smutty book author Thea Landon, and here's a late night excerpt for you from my short story, Andromeda's Tear. Ace glanced sideways at me. You know, when I first met you, I thought I would hate everything about you. Reclining in his seat, he stretched his arms up toward the ceiling before folding them behind his head. Glad I trusted my instincts and agreed to this scheme of yours. Not like you gave me much of a choice, though. I'm flattered, I think. Enough about that. Ace removed the sapphire from the box and swiveled his seat to face me. Your first major crime was a success. To add to my list of confessions, I may have underestimated you at the beginning of all this. I bent over and ran my fingers over its gleaming surface. Oh, really? He chuckled. Yet here you are, orchestrating jewel heists and gallivanting around with a criminal you barely know. Are you saying you're dangerous? I teased. Our eyes met over the giant gem when he leaned forward, his face mere inches from mine. Just noting its risky behavior. Though impressive, nonetheless. My cheeks flushed with heat. I didn't pull away. I think I can handle whatever trouble we get into. Ace came even closer, tilting his head to the side. Closed my eyes. His lips brushed against mine, and the tremors returned to my body. When I opened my mouth to welcome the tangy velvet of his tongue, I felt a thud near my feet. The valuable sapphire rolled somewhere underneath my seat, ignored in favor of our blazing kiss. He grasped my wrist and yanked me out of my chair without breaking contact. I landed on his lap, wrapped in his arms for the second time that evening. Placing my fingers behind his neck, I explored his mouth, craving more of the thrill only he could offer. One hand slipped beneath my shirt, and the other tangled in my hair. "Still think you're so safe in here with me?" he murmured against my lips. I shuddered as his palm skimmed over the bare skin of my back. It was difficult to keep my voice steady. "Do you consider this risky behavior, too?" "Yet also impressive." He kissed a line to my neck, below my ear. "Say the word, Sienna, and I will make you scream." His breath tickled at the sensitive nerves. "Out here, where no one can hear you." A sharp bite punctuated his proposition. I drew in a quick breath and let it out in a soft whimper as he soothed the pain with his lips and tongue. I couldn't decide which was more uncharacteristic of me, stealing from a family friend or giving myself to a man I knew very little about. Tension coiling inside me erased any apprehension. With one knee on his seat, I slid my other leg across the top of his thighs, straddling him. I want you, I confessed. Ace flashed me a roguish grin before resuming his assault on my mouth. His hands roamed up my back, down my sides, all over until they finally rose to my chest. Massaging and manipulating, he left no inch untouched, sending sparks of electricity shooting through my core. As I writhed against him, I felt him stir beneath me. He interrupted our kiss to slide my shirt off over my head. Returning his attention to my neck, he licked and nibbled half down over my collarbone to the top of my bra. Nimble fingers removed the lacy garment. His lips traversed every bit of bared flesh, leaving fiery trails, and a moan escaped my throat. Slick pressure of his tongue drove me wild. I think I should stop there, but you can always read more. That was an excerpt from my short story, Andromeda's Tear, which you can find on Amazon, or you can get it for free by subscribing to my newsletter at thealandon.com. I'm smutty book author Thea Landon.
A public service of Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Well, here's real news. Some countries have banned lace underwear. So, we've asked experts to find out how dangerous wearing lace underwear really is. You ready? Cotton underwear is often the most comfortable option, but there are some health benefits to wearing it, too. Cotton is considered the gold standard of panties when it comes to wicking away moisture. Is that how you say, is that how the verb? Wicking away moisture and keeping the area below clean and fresh. The reason so many doctors recommend cotton panties, or at least cotton crotches, is that cotton is very gentle, absorbent, and breathable. Synthetic materials like spandex and nylon may trap moisture and heat, creating infections and other trouble. You're a midnight misfit. That's why you're listening right now. I don't fit in. I've never fit in. All my life, I've imagined that I could get along normally, be part of the crowd, but it's a total lie. The way you know that's true is I work in radio, the not collaborative medium. Television, film, even print is somehow collaborative. The great thing for me about radio is I get to be alone. The people I work with are hundreds of miles away. We don't have to look at each other. All of us think that's a better deal. Coming up, I discovered a group of conventions and conferences that I could not believe. When I first saw it, I thought it was a joke. And then I realized there are many, many of them. Conferences and conventions. Oh, my God. What was that? Conferences and conventions that I didn't know existed. And then it turns out there are dozens and dozens of them throughout the year. And when I share with you what they are, you're not going to believe it. You're just going to be in a state of shock, as I was. Midnight Misfits. Join our club. Finally, you get into a club. Go to WalterSterlingShow.com and click on Midnight Misfits. And if you would like the JB Bakery chocolate chip cookie recipe, send me an email right now. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Sterling on Sunday.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goldblum.
I'm going to tell you about a conference and a convention circuit that you will not believe exists. That's coming up in seconds after you and I listen to weather from Dr. Dave.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
Police Detective Nabbed in the Garachi case in Buffalo. Details later, strips on loose, Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I explain what it's like to make an arrest in the late 80s and then go through the system with a prisoner at Bronx Central Booking. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. Man, big news from a small town. We got politics. We got controversy.
We got people arguing over how signs are painted. These are really important concerns.
A full update tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
Sterling on Sunday. Let's be hands in space. Who wears boots? Guns.
So last night I was making dinner and I look over and Sophia was making the bed, doing our laundry, cleaning up the living room, and feeding the cats. And I didn't have to ask her to do any of that. She just does it. Like, I feel like that is the one complaint in a marriage with a guy and a girl. The wife is always complaining that she has to ask the husband to do things. And being in a relationship with a girl, you both just do the things and you don't have to be asked.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien Life with Benefits.
Best belly dance songs. Crocodile songs. Florida stories, Piggly Wiggly's Florida stories, Piggly Wiggly's stories, Piggly Wiggly's Florida stories. Crocodiles, crocodiles, Piggly Wiggly's Florida stories.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Stories.
For our next story, we're going to Seminole. Where this couple is in, they have a condo. This is what you do. Apparently, when you turn 60 and you're rich enough to retire early, you go to one of these communities and there's a 60 and a 61-year-old couple. And the wife has had quite a bit to drink and she's feeling lovey-dovey. She wants to, you know, just because she's 60 doesn't mean she's dead. And they have a picture over here, by the way. Sean, you would say you wouldn't turn her down. But the husband does. So the wife gets mad, starts screaming at him. He attempts to leave the situation. So when he's trying to get out the house, she tries to get in front of him, grabs him, knees him in the groin. Ouch. So he gets out the house. He's trying to get in the car. She gets up to him again, knees him in the groin again. Listen, lady, if you're trying to get him in the mood, that's not going to help.
Wait. Hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story. We have another weird situation. This time it's a 62-year-old and a 32-year-old. They're dudes. They're roommates. Not like that. Not like the previous couple. But the older guy is coughing. The younger guy is making pizza. And he's making it from scratch. He is kneading his own dough in pizza. 32-year-old guy. Can you believe that? Well, he doesn't like the way his roommate's coughing. It upsets him. So he takes the pizza dough and he throws it and it hits him in the face. And the roommate calls the cops, and you can go to jail for hitting someone in the face with pizza dough. It doesn't help that a year ago, the cops got called on him because he punched his roommate in the face for coughing in a very annoying manner. But these are the things that go on in Florida. While you and I are just having a normal day, going to work, doing the 9 to 5, picking up the kids, taking them to soccer practice, there's people getting arrested over pizza dough, people getting arrested over not sleeping with their wife, people getting arrested for falling off drunk off a dolphin sightseeing boat. Florida's a special case.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
This concludes today's episodes of Florida Stories. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Now, we talked about an interesting bar in Florida, but there's another interesting bar, except it's in Oregon. It's called Sports Bra. They plan to go national as interest booms. A popular Oregon sports bar that focuses on and shows only women's athletics, has announced plans to expand across the country through a franchise model. The Sports Bra is partnering with Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian. All right. On a recent weeknight at this bar in Northeast Portland, fans downed pints and burgers as college women's lacrosse and beach volleyball, an outstanding sport, matches were on the big screen TV. Memorabilia autographed by female athletes cover the walls, with a painting of U.S. soccer legend Abby Wambach mounted above the chalkboard beer menu. The Sports Bra is a pub where women's sports are celebrated and the only thing on TV. It's packed and buzzing with activity. The bar has successfully tapped, get it, into a meteoric rise in interest in women's sport, embodied most recently by the frenzy of University of Iowa basketball phenomena Caitlin Clark. What a great idea. And where did they get that idea for sports bras from? Now, I've been talking about sports bras for 10 years. The reason we have lesbians in space who wear sports bras is because the research came back, and it was very clear about what Midnight Misfits want to hear. You want to hear at this time of day, you want to hear about space, sex, and sports. Space, sex, and sports. Space, sex, sports. The three S's. Space, sex, and sports. That's why we have lesbians in space who wear sports bras. Now, there's a whole restaurant chain that's going to start based in Oregon, based in Northeast Portland, called the Sports Bra. I salute them, and I'd like a royalty. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And coming up, you won't believe the conference and convention industry that features one topic. Who knew? I'm sure you've never heard anything this crazy. That's in seconds. Hi there. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is a live radio show. We start at 10 p.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. on the West Coast, and we go for three solid hours of excitement and strangeness. And never once have I ever talked about politics. And wait a minute. There's Karen with the cats. Karen, I have not heard from you in too long. And there's Stuart, have not heard from you in too long. And Dee Wells, my buddies, where are my misfits? And Charlie Green, Jim Gracie, Frankie Red, Jim, you know, Jane, I should be able to pronounce your name, Hatante, but I can't because I have mental problems. I have a lot of mental problems. All right, we have fun. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by worthless podcasts.
Hey, guys, here's a couple tricks that will help you when you're growing tomatoes this year.
Sterling on Sunday, the crop bar is live. Neon lights flicker, mirror balls spinning wide. Bullets over trailer parks under the moonlit sky. Detective Vic Ferrari solving crimes with whiskey in hand.
Hey, Walter, on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to talk about my first arrest. So it's the late 80s. I'm assigned to a field training unit in the South Bronx. And what they would do at the time is they would drop us off on foot posts about 3 p.m. and then they would pick us up about 11 p.m. So this one particular night, it was a cold January evening, and van pulls up, and the guy driving the van has got like 6 months more than the rest of the rookies in the car, and he's telling everybody how the world works. So we're heading back to the 48 precinct along 3rd Avenue. And back then, the whole neighborhood was burnt out. There was abandoned buildings. And in the middle of nowhere is sitting this dump truck. So this cop stops the van. We all pile out. He wants to investigate at 11:15 at night. This crackhead comes walking out of a crack house, examining three bottles of crack that he had just purchased. The cop driving the van grabs him And he says, who wants this? So I reluctantly raised my hand. I hadn't made an arrest yet in my NYPD career. I put my handcuffs on the guy. I put the crack in my pocket, and we go to the 4-8 precinct. Big mistake. It's the midnight tour. All the field training sergeants are gone. I got to deal with this middle-aged lieutenant who just wants to get through with the night. He throws me paperwork. He's barking orders at me. I have no idea what I'm doing. Thank God there was a couple of cops in the precinct that did know what they were doing and helped me with the paperwork. After a couple hours of doing the paperwork, I get in a police car with a couple of rookie cops. They drive me down to Bronx Central Booking. I get down to Bronx Central Booking. It's the same thing. I'm holding a stack of paperwork. I don't know where to go. And there's this sergeant behind the desk. He's got this handlebar mustache. And most NYPD members working in inside details don't wear a bulletproof vest. This guy's wearing a bulletproof vest, long sleeve shirt, and he's got more ammunition on him. Like, he looks like he's going to join the effort in Ukraine. He starts barking out his right. Hey, Ferrari, what's going on? It's North America, 1988. Come on, come on. He's snapping his fingers at me. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Finally, he grabs my folder from me and he goes, just give it to me. He fills out all the paperwork. He goes, all right, go in the back and talk to a district attorney. So I was a little humiliated, but at least he helped me, right? So I got on with my NYPD career. I figured out how the arrest processing system worked. And a funny thing happens. About 6 months later, I'm working out in a gym in Yonkers, New York, and this guy in a red $6 million mad jumpsuit with a handlebar mustache comes up to me. He goes, hey, Ferrari, you know how to use that machine? And I look over, and it's the sergeant from Bronx Central Booking. I go, hey, Sarge, how's it going? He goes, I see you figured things out. I said, yeah, I did. He says, listen, I hope you didn't take it personal that night. He goes, but it was really busy, and you were just kind of standing there. He goes, plus I was retiring. I was kind of ornery. I hadn't had my second cup of coffee. I said, no, boss, no problem. So it was the old-timers back then that would look out for the rookie cops as opposed to today where you have young cops trying to teach other young cops. It's kind of like the blind leading the blind. So for more interesting NYPD stories, be sure to check out my new book, NYPD, Laughing in the Line of Duty.
Vic Ferrari. Get one of his books. They're hysterical. They're great for, like, you're on an airplane. You're going to be going to the beach soon. This is beach reading. This is airplane reading. Vic Ferrari's great stories about life in the New York Police Department back when that was a great honor, which it still should be. I'm going to tell you about a convention and a conference circuit that you did not know exists, that I can't believe exists, but I learned it from Dave Scott, who is usually with us at the top of the hour, but he's not with us tonight because he is at one of these conferences. I don't know if you can handle what I'm about to tell you, but we'll see. Bigfoot Conference 2024. Dave went to a Bigfoot convention 2024. And I thought, well, you know, let me see what the agenda is. I went and looked up what the agenda is. And that's when I learned there is conference after conference after conference. 2024 Ohio Bigfoot Conference. Visit Guernsey County. The overall features... The event features top-rated speakers from across the Bigfoot community who share their experiences and knowledge of the subject of Sasquatch. Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival. There's a Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival. This is free, family-friendly festival held in Logan, Ohio, on the first weekend of August, the 2nd and 3rd. There's going to be music. Live music will be held at the Worthington. Well, okay, that's just in Ohio. There's more. You won't believe there's more. There's a conference on May 3rd. There's an advanced hike. Meet at the Salt Fork Lodge Upper Center parking lot, free to the public. And then at 2 p.m., an early VIP registration, upper level Salt Fork Lodge. There's a bonfire. Multiple speakers. It's a three-day event, Friday, May 3rd, Sunday, May 5th, Saturday, May 4th, the Bigfoot Conference. I don't know where that one is, but it's not in Ohio. It's at the Salt Fork Lodge. But wait, there's more. You won't believe this. Listen carefully. Oh, the countdown to the great Florida Bigfoot Conference. That's on June 8th. The countdown is 40 days, 23 hours, 42 minutes. People are very excited to discover the mystery. Bigfoot unveiled. at the Great Florida Conference. Join us for the fourth annual Great Florida Bigfoot Conference. This event features a lineup of leading Bigfoot researchers, investigators, and authors who will share their insights and interact with attendees. I don't know if I want these people interacting with me. The conference runs from 9 to 5. It's open to the public. We recommend purchasing tickets in advance. To secure your entry, we cannot guarantee availability at the door. Additionally, VIP ticket holders seated in the first four rows are invited to a special meet and greet dinner on the eve of the event. Who are you going to meet? You're going to meet a Bigfoot? Who are you going to meet? They have all of these speakers at the Bigfoot Florida Conference, but this is not free. You want to get a package of tickets? They run from 50 to 150. Are you a vendor? What sort of vendors go to Bigfoot conferences? What could they be vending? There are only 40 spots available. They run 150 to 200 bucks. Sponsorships, $250 to $1,000. Are you interested in speaking? Click here. Registration confirmation is essential that we have your correct email address, etc. That's at the Great Florida Bigfoot Conference. Throughout the country, all year, there are Bigfoot conferences. Major hotel venues. Who knew? What could they be speaking on? Because until you catch one, this is just a story. Until you catch one, this is just a myth. And based on the number of conventions and the number of experts for Bigfoot, how is it possible that none have been caught? I know. It's because it doesn't exist. When there's so much focus, so much attention, so much mythology on one idea, the fact that they have never caught one tells me they don't exist. Or they're bear. Bear can walk straight up, you know. If a bear is reaching for a beehive, like in the cartoons, and standing on its hind legs, and I'm 200 yards away, I'll think it's Sasquatch. But I have to get one of the speakers from one of these conferences. I'll get one next week, and I'll get Dave Scott on the phone, too. Because we have questions to ask them, like, what do you talk about? There aren't any. You haven't caught one. How can you be talking about this? It's just a story. This is Dr. Seuss. Right now, it's at the level of green eggs and ham and Sasquatch. Bigfoot. Doesn't exist. Can't exist. Or else by now, with our advanced technology and night vision goggles that have been reverse engineered from UFOs, not to mention George Norrie, we should have caught one by now. Now, that's the exhibit you want. That's what belongs in the exhibit hall. But there it is. All across the country right now, there are people who woke up yesterday morning and said, we're going to put on a great Bigfoot convention this year. We're going to capture the minds of Bigfoot aficionados. How do you get to be official in fiction? How do you get to be an official something in fiction? That's like being the third security guard at a Star Trek convention. Not a goal, but I want to talk to you. The theory is that I might be going on 5 nights a week, and if I go on 5 nights a week on this station, should I change anything? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. What do you think? You think I should do it? And if I do, should I change anything? The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Frank Rizzo.
Put that on camera. You're a creep.
Sterling on Sunday.
We are alive. Not the Strippers on the loose. Ready enough. Boss is the beat of life. Not the Strippers on the loose. Ready enough.
Pharaoh's Gentleman's Club. Pharaoh's Gentleman's Club. A lot of criminal complaints out of this place. Drug dealing, allegedly. Prostitution, allegedly. Peter Garacci, huge trouble running that fine club. Do not ever, ever
give me any stereotypes here. Nice Italian man, the Italian American League I'm a supporter of. Amherst Police Detective Gregory Trotter. He was involved. Apparently, Detective Trotter was inside the building at Farrow's Gentleman's Club. He was getting some paper in the back pocket from Peter Garacci Jr. to help dissuade the law community of going into that club and investigating it even further. It almost reminds you of the insider police action when the FBI with the Whitey Bulger case in Boston. Trotter provided Garacci with his personal cell phone number and Garacci to contact him, and the two had professional and perhaps personal contacts. Yes, according to an indictment. Garacci's Farrow's Gentleman's Club, former intimate partner of his, was also arrested. Theft of a Rolex watch involved. This club hampered by malfeasances. Trotter has been on paid administrative leave. My hope is, and my guess, if he's smart, and who knows, maybe he is, he will go out of his way to retire and then plead guilty. And then when he's done, he probably will get his sweet retirement after his stint in the Hooskow. From the Champagne Room, with no Garacci, no Trotter. This is Strippers on the Loose. I'm Vilo Houle. Sterling at Night.
Sterling on Sunday. Let's be hands in space. Who wears puts gods?
What's your biggest regret? My biggest regret is not becoming a stripper after finding how much y'all take at the strip club. That's my biggest regret.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien Life with Benefits.
888-688-WALT. Were you a victim of the tornadoes that took place this week? I want to hear from you. I want to know what it felt like. I want to know what it's like to see one coming. And what experience did you have? Was your family hurt? Property destroyed? I don't like to hear official news. I like all the unofficial news that I can get. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. You have two tracks called TEMU. Play either one of them for me. TEMU, please. I'd play it, but my computer is run by Steam.
This girl and a few others got their credit card information stolen from a new but very popular shopping app called Temu.
It's been 1 week since I've ordered from Temu, and 48 hours ago, I found out that my credit card information has been stolen.
Yeah, so my bank details got sold to the black market.
If you don't know what it is, it's basically like Shein and Wish combined. Prices are super affordable, and the items are really cute, and you always get coupons like this one. So it's really hard not to shop from an app like this, but I'm going to tell you what I did to stay safe. Try not to purchase using your personal debit or credit card. And that goes for all of these, not just that one.
Let's talk about a Shein scam that's going on right now.
Do not buy AirPods from Wish.com.
Try to use a third-party paying service like Apple Pay, PayPal, or anything similar. That way, your bank information stays safe. Or you could even buy a prepaid Visa card from the store and use one of those. But if you're really nervous about it, then don't risk it at all.
TEMU. Every time you go on Facebook or to most websites now, you'll see a pop-up, pop-ups that don't get blocked for some reason, from Temu. And then there's this incredible catalog of stuff that you didn't think you needed. And then you see it and you go, I need that. And you click on it and it's $4.22. It's never a normal number. It's always an odd number, like $4.22, $3.09 for earpods or air mattresses or purses, handbags. Now the big one that they're pushing is something that I'm really tempted to get. You ready? I'm really on Temu. I'm tempted to get the first class airline seat. One of the things about flying a lot is you really get to like the first class seats, not just because they're so big, but these are great seats. And then you go home and you've got the ratty old recliner that you got from Wayfair 20 years ago for your wedding. But now from Temu, I can buy for $33 a first class airline seat that reclines, goes up and down, and it's cushioned the way an airline seat is, which is ridiculous, incredibly comfortable. I'm very tempted to get it because it's $39.99 on Temu. But you have to be very careful what you order on T-E-M-U because they may send you exactly what's described, and it's maybe a tenth of the size that you thought it was. Or a magnificent handbag turns out to be molded plastic. A very good beach bag. Yeah, at a distance, it looks like a Gucci bag. At a distance of a foot, it looks like a Gucci bag. But it's molded plastic. And then it's weird. It's like, okay, you can get this for $9 if you buy 10 other things for $9 and you get free shipping. It's all very strange. It's like Wish. Remember, Wish is the discount arm of Amazon. But I think this is the Chinese counterfeit ring because it's just bizarre. And I've always been very nervous buying anything from it because I'm afraid it's going to be something's going to be stolen. My credit card information will be stolen. Just seems kind of skeevy to me. Do you have another TEMU track? Let's play that.
Do you recommend Temu? So I've made a bunch of videos about Temu tech products before, but after doing a little bit of research, I found some pretty shady information about Temu that I haven't heard anyone talk about. So the way Temu is able to keep their prices ridiculously low is by simply acting as the middleman between Chinese manufacturers and customers. And some of the products that I've ordered from Temu, like these fake $8 AirPod Pros, turned out to be kind of okay. But here's where things get interesting. Temu is owned by a company called PDD Holdings, which owns another e-commerce company called Pinduoduo. Pinduoduo is basically the exact same thing as Temu, but targeted towards a Chinese customer base. And recently, Pinduoduo was suspended from the Google Play Store because it was found to contain malware that allowed it to track your location, access all your files, change your settings, and even read notifications and private messages. And while Temu hasn't been found to contain the same malware yet, I think it would just be a good idea to just not use the platform.
Have you had experience with Temu? My decision is every time I see something I really want on Temu, I want it bad. I want it so bad that it's an irrational purchase. Earphones, microphones, and now I want this first-class airline seat that by all appearances should be between $500 and $1,000. It's $33. Should I be concerned? Yes, I am concerned. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. Good evening. It's Sunday. That means you and I get to be together for three solid hours of fun, just for fun, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ashley Benson.
The last time I lied, I had plans and I canceled them. And I just said I was very sick and I wasn't, but I was also, you know, that happened.
Life with the Gaffney 7 kids, 150-year-old house.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
We're here to tell you tales of life in our old house, living with our eight kids.
In our really small town.
Small town with big politics. This week we had the town election where people were trying to unseat the town council who tried to eminent domain property away from an elderly woman. Big controversy. We have a new mayor.
And when all of these people are your neighbors and they're fighting basically, you know, across the street at each other with big signs of how terrible the other one is and how awful this one is, and you're stuck kind of right in the middle of it, right in the middle of the street, it's
literally
not fun.
Literally. We just tried to keep quiet. The new mayor is just several doors down. A woman running for council was two doors down. A neighbor diagonally from us had big anti- our other neighbor signs in the yard.
Spray painted with, you know, past Facebook offenses and what she's done to her family members that they didn't like. It's been insane.
And the owner of the local diner was running for council as well. And in the election Saturday, she tied they had a tie. So now, in 30 days, a runoff election.
A runoff election for that seat, and the seat that the now mayor vacated is going to have someone thrust into it, and this person being thrust into it is most likely the person that's a couple of doors down, who the person five doors down has the big, terrible, spray-painted signs about.
We live in a mini-series.
We really do. This week on our street, not only did we have all of that going on, we also had road improvements because they're going to turn our little street in this little town into basically nothing but a bike path with a skinny little road down it. And in the middle of the street where we live, it's one county on one side and one county on the other. So the city decided that it was going to stamp brick in the middle of all of this and spray paint a stenciled sign of what each county was on either end, which has caused even more controversy.
Right. It's like the kind of a Mason-Dixon line sort of thing. The northern county and the southern county now divided by a spray painted line that the city put in. It's a selfie spot.
They put in a selfie spot. So this is why our city council and our new mayor are so important. We need selfie spots at least every 10 feet in our town.
The bright spot, the new mayor, who we supported, may introduce a bill to allow us to have backyard chickens.
So when we found out that he had won, my children ran screaming through the house, yes, we get chickens. That was the most exciting thing that's happened in our house this week.
Yes. Small town politics update. Follow me on Facebook, Dan Gaffney Show.
And if the neighbors don't come get me, I'll still be on Instagram at Just Being Mom.
Dan and Becky Sterling on Sunday.
Hello. My name is Mr. Ann.
Let's make a pizza. Let's make a pizza. Let's make a pizza.
Hello. My name is Mr.
Hank. Do you realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons?
Well, isn't that the fault of the voters?
Hi, my name is Mayim Bialik, and I am a proud product of the Hillel universe, specifically UCLA Hillel. I was a student there for my undergraduate years and my graduate years, so a full 12 years that I was a Bruin, I was a proud, proud participant in and product of UCLA Hillel. Because of Hillel, I have a Jewish identity. Because of Hillel, I have confidence in understanding what my role is as a Jewish individual, as part of a global Jewish community, and as part of a world in need of healing.
I hope you had a pleasant, peaceful Passover week. Here's what happened in October. You're taking care of your toddler in your home on the Golan Heights. It's 9:30 in the morning. You're feeding your toddler breakfast, maybe some scrambled eggs. It's a warm October day, beautiful fall sunlight. And you see on the horizon a silhouette of four or five or six people wearing all black and ski masks, but not skiing. They approach your home. You've got a four-year-old in the backyard and a two-year-old at the kitchen table. One of the four grabs your kid in the backyard, takes a knife to your child, chops off her head. That is how the war between Israel and Palestine started this time. Blind aggression without notice, provocation without provocation without provocation. Palestinians, Hamas attacked Israel. And did they attack the Israeli army, military bases? No, they attacked suburban homes. They came and they kidnapped children, women, took them into tunnels, raped them, beheaded them, harmed them. That's what Hamas has done. When they talk about how it's very necessary for humanitarian aid to get into Palestine, it ignores the fact that Palestine and the Palestinians have always existed on humanitarian aid. It is a welfare state. This is nothing new. This is how they've always existed. I asked a Tel Aviv bus driver, a public bus driver, I said, you know, how do the people of Israel feel about Donald Trump? How do they feel about his support for Israel?
You, your friends, your passengers, what is your point of view about President Trump?
What is our point of view on President Trump? We felt a lot more support from President Trump when he was president. There seemed to be a lot more talking between President Trump and Bibi Netanyahu. In essence, our view on President Trump is very positive. There was a lot more support from Trump on Israel, on the Israeli government. A lot more where there was a mutual bonding and a mutual acceptance between Bibi and Trump.
My email's WalterMSterling@gmail.
That was this week's Walter Sterling Show. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it so.
Join us next week at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, for another Walter Sterling Show.
My classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Join us next week at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, for another Walter Stern Show.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.